So we have basically at the very bottom of Lama Gimel Aleph, at the very top of Lama Gimel Ves, says Amrav Aivu, Amrav Yanai, In Talmud Chacham Rashi Lamud Mnei Rabo El Hashachris VaArvis Kedesh Shel Yehi Kvodo Meruba Mekavod Shemayim. Okay, so the Talmud Chacham can't stand up in front of his Rebbe. Only morning and evening. So that his kavod won't be more than kavod shemayim. Okay? So strange. And who's comparing his kavod to kavod shemayim? But, I mean, zechiv to stand, zechiv to stand. It's like a funny halacha, like where does this come from? You know? Like, I don't think anyone's thinking that. He's standing more than twice, thinks more than kavod shemayim. Okay, Rashi. Because he only greets his creator Shachas Varvas. Okay, what's he referring to? Okay, so what he's referring to is unclear. You could argue Krishma, you could argue Tefillah. Okay, seems like tefillah is really three times a day, not twice a day.
Yeah.
Right? And it's not Shachas Arvis. It's Shachas Mincha. But I don't know, is Mekabel Pnei Yotzro, like, is that what Kriya Shema is called? Mekabel Pnei Yotzro?
Okay.
I don't think it's called that.
You say
yeah. But I don't think it's, and you don't stand for it either. But whatever, you don't say, stand. But I'll tell you, Tosafot Rashi explicitly says that it's like Matzvila. The Ramiri also implies that way. The Taz, I think, says it's Kriya Shema. I think someone else also said that. But it's not clear. I mean, if it's Kriya Shema, it's good with two times a day, Shachas Arvis. But you have to take that into account. Those mean Mekabel Pnei Yotzro. I mean, it's Kibbul Ol Malchus Shemayim, but isn't like it's not Mekabel Pnei Yotzro. It's like, this is like you're going before your creator. Like tefillah is going omei lefnei Hashem. Krishma is you're not you're sitting lech tochava derech, accepting upon yourself the kibbul shemayim. But I mean, if it's tefillah, which they openly say it is, it's hard to, what does it mean? Shachas Arvis. So what does it even mean? First of all, three times. And even if you want to say, maybe you'll say marav, say marav rishos, right? Say marav rishos. So then it should be shachas and mincha. Same. You say Arvis means evening. I mean, it's hard, right? It's very strange. Okay, fine. That's like kind of like I don't know much to say about that problem. It's just a funny problem. It's bothersome. No one's bothered by that. No one says, what do you mean? Davening three times a day, or it's not Shabbos Arvis. They don't. I don't know. For some reason, it's like you look around. You don't see anyone really discusses it. I mean. Yeah, those states feel those say Kriya Shema, but no one really, comes out and open it and talks about this issue. I know, that's why I say it's not like, I don't know if it's a sugya breaker, It's hard to know if it'll affect the thing either one way or another, right? It's whatever it is. But it's still bothersome, Still, you'd like someone to explain it a little bit, Okay, fine. So, it says, next to Rashi goes for the Hilkach. So basically, only greet God twice. Shachas Arvis. So the Misha Omei Bnei Rabo Shachris, Eino Rashoi Lamon Mipanav El Arvis. So if someone stood before his Rebbe on Shachris in the morning, he's not allowed to stand up for him again until the evening. It doesn't just mean two times a day. He's saying it means in each period of the day. Okay, it's really it's in Shachris and in Arvis. So you can't do twice during the day and say that'll count for my Arvis. It doesn't work that way. Okay, it's one for each time zone. Okay? Shachas and Arvis. I mean, it's funny, why do you say Talmud Chacham? What does it do with Talmud Chacham? If you're not Talmud Chacham, then it's Mutter? We'll see. They make a point that. That becomes important. But I mean, until without knowing anything, I mean, we'll come to this Halacha and Amar Arts could be Mechaved a person more than Shemayim, and it's not so hard to understand what that means, right? Okay, so maybe let's look at these little tosas. You see the small one? There are two tosas in here. Let's look at the little one. The one in parentheses. In brackets. Ein tamachacham. The tosas is shaman. Okay? Ein tamachacham. Tema. I mean, you have all these stories of people standing in front of Rabban, this, that, and the other thing. You know, every story is a case, right, where they only did it twice. I mean, they have all these gashas, and it seems like explain a lot of the things. Like they said, friends, you got upset then for not standing up. Say, oh, we already stood up, Shabbos and Arvis. Like, it doesn't seem like there was an option like that, you know? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like you are a shy, it sounds like. It sounds like you're allowed to do it more than twice. I mean, where do you see all of a sudden, at the end of the sugya, all of a sudden this thing comes up that's twice? I mean, why don't we hear this until this point in the sugya? Right? So he says, it's a chlomer, in a shy, in a chayiv. The first is like, in a shy doesn't mean not allowed, it just means you're not chayiv. Right, like you said above, remember I had that lesson above by in Roshoi the Baal Yumnias. People doing work, couldn't stand up for them, right? It's in Roshoi. So someone does say it means in a chayiv. It's a question of the meant, you're a chayiv or you're a so it means you're a chayiv. You're a chayiv to stand up more than twice a day. Right, which is a question. Yeah, I mean, the thing is now it turns out so you're allowed to. So now, if you do, aren't you now going to make it more than Kol Shemayim? That's what you mean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if the whole thing is that it shouldn't be more than Kol Shemayim, I understand Tosos. I'm going to say Rashi's right. That means not allowed. Because now, by doing so, you're going to be making more than Kol Shemayim. But to say in a Chayiv too, but how does that fit with the whole idea here?
That really makes sense.
Okay, so I think maybe the first step, I mean, so I'd like to understand the machlokas, right? The machlokas is, if you understand machlokas, Rashi Tosos, it's important to me. What's pshat in the whole Issa here? Or the whole halacha, whatever. But then beforehand, I think maybe we should try to get, what's the idea of this halacha? What's pshat? Shall you record the Murug Kod Shemayim? I mean, who's talking about this whole thing? You know, like, where does it come from, you know? Where does the halacha come from? Just, I mean, it sounds a little far-fetched almost. Like, why don't you just say, like, why don't you just say, look, the chiv of Tvi lower Krishna is twice a day. That's the only chiv. But the mechayiv of Sanfi Rebbe is when he walks into the room. So therefore, that could be 100 times a day. You know what I mean? Like, why am I comparing Kol Shemayim? I mean, it's not as if I'm davening twice a day and I stand up in the corner of the room and daven to my Rebbe twice a day or something like that. I mean, it's not like if the day is mechayiv me to be mechayiv my Rebbe. I can understand saying is that why should the day be mechayiv daven to be mechayiv Rebbe more than mechayiv Hashem and Tefillah. But if you're saying to me is that the presence of my Rebbe is mechayiv me to stand for him, so then why am I comparing? Like, there's no comparison. If I stand up 100 times for my Rebbe, it's because he walked in 100 times. I would have done that for Hashem if there was such a thing, but I mean that's not the nature of the mechayiv. So like, where's the method, the comparison? You know what I mean? You're Rav Mufak, and like, let's say you have two rabbis. You have a regular rabbi, and then you're Rav Mufak. So let's say you're a regular rabbi, and you're not your Rav Mufak. You see all the time. You see all the time. So you stand for him twice a day, every day. And you're Rav Mufak, you only see once a week. So you only stand for him once a week. You'll say so. Would you say that your makabel for your Rav is your Rav Einu Mufak is greater than your Rav Mufak? I said no. I said you're earning them both equally, at least. The only thing is practically the situation of chiyuv only comes about when you see your rav mavak, which is only once a week. But that's just because of the circumstances. So it's the same thing. The chiyuv of tefillah is the yom, and the yom has two components: yom and laila, or laura krishna, yom and laila. But the chiyuv for staying for a rabbi or talmid chacham is his presence. And if he has the presence 100 times, then he has presence 100 times. Yeah, okay, so I was just thinking for that part is that as long as what we were saying before is that previously that the whole idea, see, really there's no idea of a kavod for a human being, okay? Because the kavod of a human being is just a human being, it's a nivra. But the idea of the kavod for the human being is because of the fact that he brings to mind, like the Rambam says, Malach Elokim. He brings to mind the Derech to Hashem, and he brings to mind the Torah and the Chachmah. And that's the root towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you can have kavod for human being, but it's kavod of Hashem through what the human being brings to mind or reflects. Okay, so that being the case, it's important that in the built into the institution is that recognition or that reality. See, if you're right, if it were kavod for a human being, then it would be every time the human being walks in, you stand up for him. Because he's intrinsically worthy of being mechuba. I mean, but since it's kavod, kavod shamayim through the person, so therefore you want to manifest. That should be manifest. And the way it's manifest is that you build into the institution the fact that you only stand for him two times. That's built into the institution in order to reflect the fact that you're not really mechabed the person. But it's kavod shamayim, and you say, well, why is it two times? What kind of thing, two times? Does it make sense? Why are we limiting it to? Oh, because kavod shamayim is two times. Oh, what does it do with kavod shamayim? This is a kiyum of kavod shamayim. That is the purpose of this institution. Okay, so it breaks from the way it should have been if we're kavod for him, and it like artificially places a limit which points to the underlying nature of the institution. You know what I mean? But if you didn't have the limit, then the institution would be misconstrued and wouldn't really be reflective of its true nature. You know what I mean? Then, you know, I'm just crying. I mean, it's true. The question is a question, I don't know if it's on, even on Psalm the Gemara, but it's also a question on my Svara, a question on anything, is that why is it that you don't seem to have this cap like cover of your father? Okay, I mean, arguably, you only have it by Rav Mofak, but that's not so clear. But I think the Tosa Rosh, or the Miri, I forgot, one of them openly says that it's by any Talmud, because he says, because look at the Svara. Ishleim Rokvod the Murukvod Shemayim, so that could be different. I mean, you could argue that it would be a father also, according to that logic. He doesn't say it explicitly, but maybe he'll say he holds that, you know, I don't know. But it's not a question. Is what, you can be Mechabe your father more than Kvod Shemayim? So it's, you know, and if you'll say no, because your father is because you reflect Shemayim, yeah, but your Rebbe is also Torah, that's open, right? So it's not, it's a good question. It's a good question. But I think let's leave that question, okay? Maybe we'll get to it, because it could be it has to do with the Nicker thing, or, I mean, we saw the top toes was there. Okay, but, I'll say, maybe associated with this, is that, another way to say it is that the Torah, you could not have had an institution of honoring a human being if it didn't have built into it the fact that it was really covered for Shemayim. It has to have built into it the reflection that it's covered for Shemayim. Okay, and that's, so to speak, the Torah's allowed to have this institution because it has built into it that recognition, that reflection. It has to be in there. Okay? Mm-hmm. So the question though now is you have Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Does it mean you're not allowed to stand up more than twice? That once you stand up twice, that's it? You're done, it's asur to stand up? Or no, it's not asur, it's just you're not chayav to stand up more than twice. But if you want, you could. If you want, you could. It's just no chayav. No chayav to do it more than twice. So is it actually asur more than twice, or is it just no chayav? Okay, so the question is, what's the svar for that? Okay, that's what I'm doing. Let me pull it together, okay? Okay, so I think he's saying good, but I think it's just to get a little halachic. Is that the question is they both agree with this idea that you have to introduce into the mitzvah this idea of Kvod Shemayim two times because of Kvod Shemayim. But how did it do it halachically? Do you say that the way the mitzvah was structured, simply the quantity of the chiyuv was fixed or limited to that, the quantity of the chiyuv of Kvod Shemayim? In the building of the structure, the Torah structured the mitzvah in a way that manifests the true nature of the thing. The halachic system manifests it. Okay, so the chiyuv is only twice. The system is the chiyuv. So the chiyuv here, the chiyuv tefillah is twice, and the chiyuv here is maxes at twice. Of course, you need a mechayev of seeing him, but the chiyuv here also is limited. The chiyuv is limited to twice. But that's the structure. The structure is a chiyuv of standing, of kavod. So the structure, the chiyuv, has a built-in limit to reflect the underlying nature of the mitzvah. Okay? That's one way. That's Tosfos. Okay? But if you want to, that's a separate thing. It's your own thing. You want to be mechabed your Rebbe even more. But the structure has to manifest the underlying nature of the mitzvah. Okay? Or do you say no? That this idea of Kvod Shemayim was actually built in Hal. It wasn't just that. So to speak, this first way is like the Talmud. Why was it? It was set up as two times in order to bring that to mind. But halachically, is the chiyuv standing two times. Okay. But according to the second way, Rashi's way, it's set up that really it's like, so to speak, there's like an isser to stand for a person. You can't be a mechaber person. Okay. And you need a matir to be a mechaber person. Whereas a matir is that it's in line with the idea of kavod shemayim. Okay, the matir is that's the nature of the standing, that it's limited by the under kvod shemayim, and therefore you can only, there's no matir more than twice. thing is that it was actually incorporated into the halachic structure as a matir. That there's only a matir to do it for two times. Because that's then if you, as long as you're doing it under two times, it's clear that it's for Janayim. But three times is simply no matir for. All right, so was this idea that you have to reflect that this kavod is really a kavod for Kavod Shemayim, not for the human being? Was it just that it built into the nature of the chiyav? The nature of the chiyav is, that's why the Torah structured it to be chayav how many times? Two times? Or do you say, no, that it actually was built in as like a halachic entity of a matir? The concept here is that you need a matir for standing for a person. And the matir is that it's a reflex of Shemayim. And therefore, there's an isser. There's an isser to stand because it's not only, this is a mitzvah, but it's not only a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah of the matir. You know what I mean? The matir is that it reflects the true nature of the thing. And therefore, if it's three times, it's true you want to be machmir and whatever, but now you don't have matir anymore. Or do you say, no, there's no matir. The matir is just, it's not, it wasn't built in, halakhically set up as a matir. It was just set up that the structure was designed in a way that points to the idea. But that idea wasn't built into the halakha through the halakha like an isser. I mean, it's just that the construct of the chiyuv was aligned with that idea. You know what I mean? Okay, so now let's do at least, I don't know if we'll get to the answer, but let's at least set up the top tosfos now. Okay, top tosfos. Based on this tosfos stuff. Okay, so tosfos says, "Ein tamad chacham rashoy lam meirabo el ashachas arvus." Okay, it says, tema. Lama ikbir Rava le'el. Why did Rava get upset above when they didn't stand for him? I think he was going across the other side of the river, right? You're right, it was Rava's on base and base. So he was feeding them at the party, and these two guys didn't stand up for him, right? They said, why aren't you standing up for me? It says, so why did he get all upset? Shema kamim pano, shachas arvus. Maybe he was still stood up for them. They were stood up for him twice in the morning and evening, and he didn't realize. He didn't notice it, right? He didn't notice it. So what's he getting all upset for, right? As Rava knew that he was watching them all day long, and he knew that they didn't stand up for the whole time. I mean, Rava should know that. That's not. He might not have seen. So maybe how's he accusing them of arrogance? Right, that was the case there. Arrogance. Maybe they really already did it, right? So it says, "Venero lefarish the din zayin ano egel ba'osan hadar ve'beis harav the mistama amdu shachas arvus." This whole halacha is only a reference to those people who really live are always in the beis harav. They're always with Rav, because it's mistama that's assumed that they already stood shachas arvus. Okay, avol talmidim achirim chayvelam arfil meim pambeyam shema yirachar yichashdim. The thing, but other students who aren't around so often, so frequently, so they have to stand many times, even hundreds of times in the day, because someone who's going to come in is going to be choshe them. So you're not going to be choshe the guy who lives in the base of, you know, he's there all day, and you know he must have stood. But a guy who's just a guy who comes in and out, you don't know whether he's, you don't know, who knows. So if you see him there, and he doesn't stand, people aren't going to say he must have stood earlier. They don't even know whether how often he's around. They don't know whether he stood or not. So therefore, those talmidim are going to have to stand up more than twice a day. More than twice a day. 100 times a day. Yeah, there's no limit. There's no limit. Okay? Because you have to worry, maybe someone's going to see them. And I guess the question is, why do you have to worry about that? Right? I mean, it sounds, okay, so someone else will be choshing them. So is that a new halacha? That's like a marsayin? I mean, the chiv is only chayav to stand twice a day. So what kind of thing is that? Not only that, I mean, I guess according to Rashi, I mean, according to us, he's saying a chayav, it's a little easier. Say, but here it's saying, here it's you are chayav. But it's funny, because now you tell me the chiv is more than twice a day. So isn't this a problem of Kavod Shemayim? I mean, that's to be explained. What's this idea? How do you get this limitation in here? Okay?
It seems like a. There's
another
side.
Right, exactly.
How do you even
sure.
define that?
That's true. It's a funny halacha. Those who live in the Beis Medrash are different than every kind of halacha is that. I mean, halachas have a tzura to it. I mean, what's the chiyah? Twice a day, 100 times a day. I mean, people who live in the Beis Medrash don't live in the Beis Medrash. It's funny, right? Okay, good. That's one question. And then Tos goes on a little further. He says, "V'afilu osan hadarim." He's going a step further here, okay? I don't think this is another move. even, not only that, but even those who live in the Beis Arav, Nami, Nebopan Chadoshos, Shrichan Amar. If new faces come in, so even if the guys who are mamish there all the time, let's say we consider us to be Darav Beis Harav. I don't know. I don't really know what's considered Darav Beis Harav. It's hard to know. But let's assume even someone. If someone new, someone comes from Mincha, who doesn't know, he does not, you know, how does he know? He knows that you stood up to, you know, I mean, it's not, it's a Beis Harav. He doesn't know anything, you know. So then you just have to stand up. Even if you already stood twice, even if you're Darav Beis Harav. So now it's not only the difference between Darav Beis Harav and not Darav Beis Harav. It's like a case by case evaluation. I mean, it's even harder halachically. I mean, how does this thing work? Yeah, the Ron says also another way. I mean, this is something you mentioned. It's like, so you won't be mezalzel. Well, look to other people like you're mezalzel in the Kodesh. It doesn't say that openly, but it seems like the same type of an idea. So it says you'll be mechashe them. I think the Ron says like nirak mezalzel or something. Let me just see something.
Who cares? What does it matter about you? Right.
Exactly. What do I care? Someone's going to suspect me if not. I mean, look, I did the halacha. I did the thing. I don't have to worry. Every guy's going to suspect me. I mean, what kind of halacha is that? Why do I have to worry about that? Unless it's Marasayan. But, I mean, it doesn't sound like a mixing in Marasayan here. It sounds like I don't want to bring that in. He just says, Kelo k'desh lo yirak mezalzel l'kavod rabba. So it won't look like you're mezalzel l'kavod rabba. You know? Okay. Oh, by the way, it could be that's what the Rambam says, is that it's a tamar yoshev fnei rabo tamar. You know? That's could be what he means. And you have to be, that's like those, like a dharma beis harav. He has to be in a situation where there's no, you know, where it's clear that, you know, that you're there all the time, and mistama that you stood, shabbos arvus. You know what I mean? It could be that's why he says that. Right, that's what you could argue. I mean, the Rambam said this halacha is by Rabba Mufak, right? Doesn't he say that? Or he just says, he doesn't say the word Rabba Mufak, but implied that, right? So you would think, you may ask, or you may deduce from the Rambam, he has it in Parak, you may deduce from the Rambam that it's only by Rabba Mufak, right? Because he said he implied that. It's like intrinsically. The question is, why should it only be by Rabba Mufak? Were you allowed to imply another Rabbi is greater than Kvod Shemayim? But if you look, the Rambam has it in Parak Vav, which is the parak of really Rav She'enam Avak. So even though he says that it's only for someone who's a Tamid Yoshe Tamid Pnei Rav, but I think his point is it's not because Rav Mofak Rav Enoch. It really applies by anyone. But practically speaking, it could be it's only going to be by Rav who's Yoshe Tamid. Practically speaking, because it has to be, because maybe like Tosas is saying, that it has to be that it's, you know, where it's not clear, where it's clear that you stood already twice. You know, I mean, how we define it.
That's the only way you're
going to
wrap
it
up.
You're right. But anyways, I don't know if it necessarily means, I mean, who's to say that a Rav who you're sitting by Tamid is your Rav Mofak? I mean, it could be learned by someone for 50 years, and then your Rav Mofak dies, and then you sit by someone else for a year. I'm a Tamid. Tamid doesn't mean your entire life. It just means that he's your Rebbe now. He's the guy. I don't know if that makes him your Rav Mofak for your whole life. Rav Mofak is a special kind of a thing. I'm a Raman Rav Pachmasa. So I don't think, even though it may look like the Rav's holding it's only a dinner Rav Mofak, I don't think so. And you see, he's putting it, if it were, he should have put it in the Parak Rav Mofak. It's not halacha Rav Mofak. And it could be, that's what I was saying, maybe that's why there's not halacha like by parent. Because by parent, you don't have this phenomenon like Darim Beis Harav, Mestam, you know? You don't have a guy, there's a guy sitting by Rebbe's feet, he's mamash there all the time, it's clear, he's kogavua there. But I mean, the guy doesn't sit by his father's feet all the time, and, you know, I mean, it goes out, this, that, you know? So it could be, it wouldn't be manifest in that instance. So it's not clear, but I mean, it's funny, they know that, I haven't seen anyone mention it, but it could be that's, you know? So that's one thing to do. We should define what's this idea Tosa is saying and what are his two steps. It sounds to me like there are two steps. First step is the guy, someone who's the chilik between, if you live in Beis Harav, you don't live in Beis Harav, you know? Then the next thing is, and even a bigger chedesh, even a guy who is Beis Harav, if Panam Kadashos come in, then you have to stand there, you know what I mean? To define what's that like, it sounds like having us come. Like even assuming the first thing, you still might question this. And he's saying, even those, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, on the surface, you could argue is that by the street case, by the other thing, it says, Shema Yerachar Gechashte, maybe someone will come. By Panu Chadashos, it seems like definitely there's going to be someone who's going to see him. So you definitely know there's another guy. So you could argue, certainly there. Not a filu, I mean, certainly there. You know what I mean? Like, it seems in a certain sense, there's a greater Chashash by the Panu Chadashos, because you know definitely someone new came in. But if it's just whatever, So it's just said maybe someone will see you. Yeah, maybe. But maybe not. Who's to know? But I mean, that's part of the definition. We still have to define the steps here.
Maybe
right.
That you should also
have been deaf. Right, that's my argument. The question is, it should have been backwards. It's really backwards. First, you should have said that if Paran Chadash had come in, then you definitely had to stand up again. And even if not Paran Chadash, but you're just thumb on the street, or I don't know, and the word, maybe someone will see you, then still you have to stand up again. You know? But he doesn't say it that way. He has it reversed. He means Filu is on the second one.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's just do Pshat one. Let's do Pshat one more, the next part of the Gemara. Okay, and we'll see what we get to tomorrow. It says like this, it says, Mesve. So you're telling me that you only have to stand twice, right? Mesve, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Minayin lezakin shlo yatriach. How do I know that a zakin and a Tam Chacham shouldn't bother the people to stand up for him? Right? He shouldn't bedafka go on a route to make people stand up. Tamid lomer, zakin v'yareisa. Okay, because even the zakin has to have Yiras Shamayim. And therefore he has to, like we explained, that for the Zaken himself, even though that other people, it's important that they recognize his greatness, he has to realize that his greatness is really nothing. Because to Klape Shmaya, he also is Yiras Hashem, and he realizes he's not as insignificant, so his Spadafka should avoid the thing. He shouldn't be looking for it. He's not allowed to look for it. Okay, that lacks in his Yiras Hashem. He's also Mitzvah in this thing. So it says, V'i Amr Chachos Aris Belvad, Amai Lo Netruch? What's it mean to say that it's just one more shachas and arvus? What's the big deal? So you did it twice a day? So that's just chiyuva? Okay, now this word chiyuva, who is hard to understand, the Marshal takes it out. I don't know exactly how it reads. Okay, am I low, Rashi says. My tircha, you go, what can the people say? Wait, stand twice a day? It's big tircha? They stand twice a day? So you can't be tircha, you have to be able to stand twice a day? What's the big deal? So the Gemara says, so elalav kuleyoma, but if it must be, that you have to really stand up every single time, all day long. So then I can understand if you can't stand up from every single time. So I said, don't bother the people because they're going to be standing up all day long for you. So you should have to go around. Mm-hmm. So Gemara says, no. No lom shachas aris bavad. Really, it's only shachas aris. Afilu achi, kama daf shalai lo netrach. But still, try to minimize the tircha. Even twice a day is the tircha. Funny having an asgana, right? So if you can tell the Hamid is, you know, it's only twice a day, big deal, what kind of tircha is that? And the answer is, oh, that's still tircha.
Didn't change anything, exactly.
Right, that's a problem. So you have to explain that. Okay, so I guess so maybe so tomorrow we're not going to have, hopefully, we'll try to take these things up Wednesday.